This morning I'd like to review a little bit this process that this guidance to help us with so learning how to live in a simpler way. I was reflecting on my walk this morning how maybe what we long for, I don't know about you, but certainly for me, it's those moments, you know, where you just realize that you have been caught up in a virtual reality of some kind. But, you know, some thought storm about something, and then you come out of it and you look at the deep rich brown earth, or listen to the tractor going by, see some people put a loading wood into their truck, and there's this huge sense of relief. Oh, and I sort of feel like it's this training that we're doing is in a way to enable us to live in I could say in reality, or maybe that's the wrong word. That somehow in a simpler, more direct, immediate way, you know, where we can appreciate, you know, what there is and have greater possibility of just having a wise response to life. Appreciating when it's appropriate and bringing compassion when that's appropriate, and that begins to happen much, much more naturally as we relax out of our sort of mentally fabricated world. But not easy, and I think we're very attached to our thoughts and thought world. So we have to be very, very, very patient. But perhaps you can see, so if we consider how just this process of being on retreat, you know, being with ourselves, following the breathing, coming back again and again, there is a kind of a natural process of waking up, of calming down, of coming alive. And it's almost like we just need to get out of the way. And this simplicity of coming back again and again kind of allows things to be clarified, to be revealed, to be known more directly, and then we see naturally out of that a sense of calming, a sense of something bright, something okay, something pleasant can be seen and enjoyed or known, because we're not so again caught up in what's wrong in our thoughts. So we're asked to know, just know, breathing in, breathing out, and to know, to experience the whole body, and that's something we need to attend to again and again. Quite long-term exploration and cultivation, I feel, because we tend to shrink back, don't we? We tend to shrink back to some bit, sort of out of fear or confusion or irritation. Oh, then we relax. We relax back again, kind of reconnecting with our wholeness. Coming back into relationship again and again with what's difficult, what's lovely, or what's kind of in between. And as we do that, as we breathe, as the Buddha says, we're breathing in, breathing out, finding out how the body calms, you know, how to just really allow that to happen again. How much effort does that really take? And then we moved on through yesterday through the invitation to breathe in and out, experiencing pleasure. Now opening to that which is okay. So just this morning now I want to talk a little bit about the next stage, which, so maybe there's that sense of we're a little more beginning to be a bit more connected, a bit more present, kind of a bit more steadiness, calmness, maybe we're a bit more often in touch with the pleasant. And the next sort of part of the training or aspect that is to attend to know, to experience the activities of the mind. The activities of the mind. Have you noticed any activities of the mind? Probably quite a few. Quite a lot going on often, isn't there? You know, and even if there's, you know, it calms down a bit and then something happens and it all gets going again and things feel very noisy and busy and mind can feel like there's a lot to do. So that word active may be really a defining feature of our minds, and they tend to be very active. Like, what's something to do, going here, going there. So that's why, partly why it can feel so strange, and it can take time and such patience to gently, gradually kind of, it's okay mind. You know, actually, you can be quite happy, you know, when you've got less to do. See? Like, just come and try this a little bit. See, it's nice, isn't it? And it goes, well, no, I'd rather think. Thank you very much. So you go, okay. You're very patient, you don't tell it off, because it tends to react very badly to that. You get into a fight or a struggle. Oh, so we do. So we patiently learn how the mind is calmed. So we can think when it's helpful, maybe sometimes be able to put that down, so that we can come into a wiser relationship perhaps with that capacity of our mind to think, and know it more as just one function of the mind rather than it being everything. Beginning to acquire a taste for that which is maybe between the thoughts. Know the silences between the words. So the thoughts can be related to more easily because we see them in a larger context. so many, many ways, you know, and I'm sure you all have your own ways of relating with thought and working with that and discovering, you know, what helps and understanding when actually thinking is helpful. You know, it's helpful to ask a question, for example, where is my attention now? Where is it? Sometimes you have to look. And then we can know, then we can wake, we can be present with that and notice, you know, is that helpful? Is that skillful? Is that where we want to be right now? It might be with a whole fantasy, you know, or with a whole kind of that whole worry topic, that's that thing, or that there's that list of four things actually we're worrying about, which one? We're on number three at the moment. Right. Okay. That's again, and being able to have some maybe humour, like not judging that, but oh, because it just has a habit of going there. So to know the habits of our mind, to know our tendency to worry or plan or analyse or criticise or fantasise. So knowing, and it's like we can't. It's like we have to come into relationship with these patterns, feel them in our body, you know, isn't there? And how does worry feel in the body? So that we can begin to open to that experience. Also, sometimes maybe it's really skillful to not investigate, but to really notice that we're thinking about something that is really not helpful, and that maybe, you know, we don't have enough steadiness, we're just too upset or something, and actually we just need to really move our attention, you know, come back to the breathing, come back to the body, open the eyes, come to seeing, you know, being able to know the right time. Again, so much of this process is seeing what's appropriate. And sometimes I feel like we're so seduced by thinking. We start thinking about our thinking and, right, what should I do about this thinking? And then we can really get involved in thinking about what to do about our thinking. It just proliferates, isn't it? Well, actually, you know, there's also the option of just letting it go. It's really quite, you know, you think you can't do that, but again, you know, it's, oh, you know, sometimes you can, the thing is going, you can stop in mid-sentence. Do I really want to finish this sentence? No, don't think so. Okay, come back to it. And just drop it. So beginning to sort of maybe again, the spirit of playfulness and experiment, you know. Sometimes it's really helpful to just listen to the thoughts. You know, those, especially the really troublesome ones, maybe the ones where it feels quite, you know, upsetting, or where there's a believed thought, you know, about myself or another or a situation, and to really, like, again, bring it up into consciousness and, well, what, you know, what is that thought? To really spell it out, you know. I believe, be able to really listen to that kind of, and again, that maybe the spirit of humour or compassion or curiosity, you know, we can bring to see what helps. So we'll talk more about sort of the emotional aspect of this tomorrow, but for now, sometimes, you know, it is really helpful to drop into the body and think, you know, what's sort of underneath, what am I feeling sort of underneath, what's the emotional sort of thing that's driving that kind of worry pattern, and being able to be with that, relax that, breathe with that, find out again, going back to the breathing instruction, so knowing the activities of the mind, breathing in and out, and breathing in and out, knowing how to calm that, or seeing how being with the breathing actually allows it to calm down on its own. We don't have to do anything. So there's a lot to kind of experiment with, again, without getting complicated. And to perhaps also, when it's pretty quiet and maybe thoughts are popping up, you know, less often, it's pretty quiet in there, we can notice the fleeting, ephemeral, insubstantial, like wisp nature of thought. Like, what is it? It's just little electrical bits firing the brain. So fast, come on. Being able to relate wisely to that. And we can, you know, become less reactive to it and troubled and frightened of it. And it's just thought. Just to be known. And the more we can do that, the more we can then actually choose to respond skillfully or unskillfully. Or, you know, we can choose, we can see whether it's helpful to follow a thought. We might have a thought about adjusting our posture. And sometimes we just let go of the thought and not adjust our posture because we want to find out what happens when we just stay with the discomfort. Very powerful that can be. Very liberating. Or we make a wise choice and say, really would be helpful to shift the posture. So being able to thought be our friend rather than some sort of wild animal in a cage that we're trying to, you know, tame. Maybe it can feel like that sometimes. So can we today, as we sit and walk and breathe, notice the thoughts, know them, and not get hooked in to believing the stories, the conclusions. Questioning them. And then coming back again and opening into this quiet center, this be stillness or steadiness of mind that we're beginning to know. Beginning to taste the joy and happiness of a life lived without being so bound to our thoughts and beliefs about it. Opening up more and more to the mysterious flux and flow of life. bringing awareness to the activities of my mind. I breathe out, bringing awareness to the activities of my mind. Breathe in, allowing the activities of the mind to calm. I breathe out, allowing the activities of mind to calm. And if our attention is drawn to areas of pain or tightness or tension in the body, just allowing the breathing to bring some softness, some allowing. That area. Allowing the breathing to help relax and soothe that area. Feeling or imagining the healing breath energy flowing through and over that area, bringing relief, bringing caring.